delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like. It's the Harry and Dana podcast.
Exposed. In entertainment news, reports have come out overnight that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's marriage is over. But First Dance Mums alumni and YouTube star JoJo Siwa has landed herself in some hot water.
Hey everyone, it's JoJo. So over the weekend, it has been brought to my attention by my fans and followers on TikTok that my name and my image have been used to promote this board game that has some really inappropriate content. Now, when companies make these games, they don't run every aspect by me. And so I had no idea of the types of questions that were on these playing cards. Now, when I first saw this, I was really, really, really upset at how gross these questions were. And so I brought it to Nickelodeon's attention immediately.
Now I kind of want to see what the questions were.
Well, one of the questions, to give you an example, was, have you ever walked in on someone naked? So that is not really child friendly, is it?
Oh, it's a children's game.
Yeah, and there's all other ones to do with nudity and she... But what I don't understand is she said that they wouldn't pass all the elements of the game by her, but you would think that her team would be across something like this.
Yeah, you would think so.
She has a big management team. Surely they would have seen all aspects of the game. But anyway, the game has been pulled from shelves and they're no longer making it. To Kimye now, are the rumours that Kimye's divorce is going through true? Well, reports say that they've been living apart for a while now and Kanye's bid to run for president of the United States made some cracks in their relationship public. Now, Kim wasn't really happy about Kanye throwing his hat in the ring for the presidency, and at his rally, he made some very private information public.
So even if my wife were to divorce me after this speech, she brought North into the world, even when I didn't want to.
So he said there, if you couldn't hear it, she brought North into the world even though he didn't want to.
Yeah, and even if she wants to divorce him after this speech for being public about it. But he's later come out and said when he was doing that speech, he has been diagnosed with bipolar and he was having a bit of an episode. Mm. But that was some very private information that didn't need to be public, I guess. But the last time that the couple were spotted together was in October at Kim's 40th, and the last time that Kim posted a picture of her husband and her was in November. So all her family pics over Christmas were with the kids, but without Kanye. And there's been speculation of a divorce since 2016, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Wow. Okay. Because they're like the biggest couple in the world.
They're like the couple of our generation.
Yeah.
These guys have been in the tabloids and what people are calling fodder in the tabloids for years.
Do you remember when Kim married that guy? I think he was a basketball player for like 72 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least his marriage has lasted a little longer.
I just feel sorry for the kids if this does go really public, for kids.
Thank you for the latest in entertainment, Dana.
I know I won't stop going on about this Harry Styles thing, but I just...
You're obsessed.
I am. And he's just apparently started a new relationship with Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde.
And they met doing Don't Worry, Darling, which is like a psychological thriller. She's directing it. He's starring in it. He actually took over Shia LaBeouf's role in that.
Oh, yeah, because he's in hot water, isn't he? Yeah.
So... they've started dating, but there's 10 years between them, which I guess it doesn't really matter. I mean, it takes me back to when he was 17 and he was dating Caroline Flack, who was like 32 or something. Mm. That to me is a little bit, but the fact that there's 10 years between them, they're both in the same industry, I'm sure they have a lot in common, but I wanted to talk about age gaps because this is... really happens quite regularly in celebrity couples. Jay-Z and Beyonce are 12 years apart. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are 11 years apart. George Clooney and Amal Clooney are 17 years apart.
Are they 17 years apart? Wow, I didn't know that.
What is the biggest age gap that you've done?
The biggest? I did 10 years reasonably recently, like last year.
So you dated someone who was 10 years
old? I dated someone who was 24 and I'm 34.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine. Like, there was no, like, Like, there was a couple of things, like, she hadn't seen the same movies that I'd seen, or, like, she doesn't like...
Or she talked in acronym, LOL.
Yeah, or she would FML. Message that kind of... Like, yeah, the messages were... Like, at the beginning, the messages
you
were...
Did feel old?
Yeah, it did make me feel old, because I didn't really get a lot of the messages, and I was like, what's she, like, getting at here? And then I have to ask, and she's like, you're so old. Mm-hmm. But she'd make fun of me for it. But it was fine. Like, 10 years was fine. What about you? What have you done?
About 6 years, so not a great deal of difference. But I wanted to throw it out there on 654-11-981. I think it's really interesting and what draws people together. What is the biggest age gap that you've done? Let's see if we can beat Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. 654-11-981. We'll take your calls next. What's the biggest age gap that you've had with your partner or somebody that you've been with? We're chatting about it on 654-11-981. This is off the back of Harry Styles getting in a relationship with Olivia Wilde, which I'm devastated about.
Oh, good on you, Harry Styles. Olivia Wilde, hello.
There's 10 years between them, but this got me looking into what the age gap between different celebrities is. Chris Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger are 10 years as well. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, 11 years. Jay-Z and Beyonce, 12 years. And George Clooney and Amal Clooney are 17 years difference.
Yeah, I did 10 years and I didn't really notice like too much difference in because of the age gap. Like there are a few things like on text message I didn't really get,
slang.
Like ruffle and lol and stuff. I was like, what is that?
But, LaMayo.
But apart from that, it was pretty good. It wasn't a bad relationship,
I
actually.
I can picture that as very frustrating for you, though.
It was, yeah.
Why do I have to Google every second word?
What was your one?
Oh, just 6 years. So it That's wasn't right. like a big deal. We were kind of in the same generation, same into the same things anyway.
Yeah.
But we threw it out there, 654-11-981. We've got Maddie from Muscle Brook on the line. Maddie, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Really good. What's the biggest age gap that you've had?
So it's not me personally. It's actually my grandparents, and they are 16 years apart.
16 years?
See, that's...
Yeah.
As in they met when they were quite young, or is it like a later-in-life relationship?
Later-in-life relationship. So my nana met her husband when she was 50, and he was 66.
Wow.
Good on him, I say.
Yeah, good on her.
Get on it.
So it works? Like, they're happy even though there's an age gap?
Yeah, well, they fell in love and they met and they're still married, going strong, so it's all good.
How did they meet, Maddie?
They met at a cafe, actually.
Oh, I love stories like that.
So
romantic.
She was out having coffee with her friends and he and his friends came over and wanted to chat up the ladies. They ended up talking and one thing led to another.
So out of the group of friends, was it just those two to get together? It wasn't like another couple that got together too?
No, just those two, just my grandparents.
That's so sweet.
Love
the romance. Love doesn't happen like that anymore.
Daryl from Musselbrook, you've got an age gap story for us. What was the age gap between you and your missus? Is that right?
I wouldn't call her my missus. She was sort of my sugar mama, my friend.
Sugar mama.
Go on.
What was the age gap?
Well, I was 19 and she was 49.
Wow.
So how did you meet her?
Well, it was it was my mum's boss.
Oh,
Daryl, you naughty boy.
So how did that happen? Like, she came over one day or?
Well, no, look, long story short, it was way back when Cher was first sort of kicking in and she looked identical to her. Oh. And I was just... Yeah, quite smitten, one would say. And I don't know, we're just at one of Mum's work parties one night and one thing led to another and this went on for about 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Daryl, you...
Until my mum found out.
And how did that go down?
Yeah, not really well in public. Yeah, pretty bad, actually.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to say.
You're like, you're living my dream life. Like, that sounds so much fun. Wow.
Well, it gets better off air, my friend, trust me.
Okay.
You can't tease like that.
I want to talk about life hacks this morning, Dana.
Yeah?
I discovered something last night that I think is going to be an awesome life hack for anyone that doesn't know. I've got a feeling a lot of people do already know about this because I usually find out things. I'm the very last person to discover things.
In the world to know.
But I... I was cleaning my fan last night because it was covered in, like, you know, that, like, brown dust that it gets?
Yeah.
And I was conscious of that I was breathing that in at night because I sleep every night with my fan on. And so I was up on a stool and I was cleaning it and I noticed a switch on the side of the fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know about this?
Yeah. Go on, though.
And it was amazing. It's summer or winter setting on your fan.
Yeah.
How do you already know about this? I'm always the last person to find out these things.
Do you know how it works, though?
No. Well, I asked my landlady. I got off the stool and went down to my landlady, and I was like, "Did you know?" And she was the same as you. She's like, "Yeah, I've installed the fans with summer winter switches." But I don't know how it works. Does it change the direction of the fan?
Yeah, so it changes the direction of the fan, and in winter it sucks the cold air to the roof, so it's warmer down below where you sleep.
Oh.
And then in summer it pushes the cold air down.
Okay.
So, because obviously hot air rises, so it's doing the opposite of what you...
Changes the direction.
Yeah, the season is.
Regardless, maybe you're a little bit like me and you didn't know that. There you go. What a great life hack for you. So
but my
winter,
life hack, the one that I didn't know, you might have known this, Harry. One of the girls from the office, Geordie, showed me this right before Christmas. We were making a fruit salad. And if you cut the edge off a mango, like cut down the pip so you've got two little halves off the edge of the pip, and then you get a glass and you swipe the glass up the inside of the flesh, it scoops the entire flesh into the glass and you've got it away from the skin.
Oh, I'd break the glass. Let's be honest.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
This is where we get you across the biggest three stories you need to know this morning. Vets in the Upper Hunter are urging you to get your dog vaccinated for parvovirus. There's been some confirmed cases here. Cases have been confirmed by Pet Medical in the Musselbrook area already this year. It's a highly infectious virus and unfortunately younger dogs are at risk. So if you've got a puppy... The vets are urging you to get it vaccinated. It's a preventable thing. It's super important to get your puppies vaccinated. That's what Dr. Danny Musket has said. She's from Pet Medical in Musselbrook. The best way to prevent the virus is to vaccinate your dog. So,
well, it seems a simple enough fix to it.
Yeah, so if you're listening this morning, definitely, and your dog's not vaccinated, go and get it done.
So the deputy, this is a Qantas travel story, international travel. The deputy prime minister has slapped down Qantas's hopes of international travel by July. So we got a little bit excited because they were selling flights in July to places like the US, the UK and parts of Asia. However, there's just one issue, which is that the Australian borders are still closed. And as a result, the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, has definitely put out the fire on Qantas's plans. He said that the health and safety of Australians remains the Morrison-McCormack government's top priority. International borders will be opened when international arrivals do not pose a risk to Australians. And decisions about when international travel resumes will be with the Australian government. So it looks like Qantas has jumped the gun.
I won't lie, I was a little bit excited when Qantas started selling. They started selling flights.
You can't tell me that you weren't sceptical that it was going to go ahead. Like, if the rollout of the vaccine's not happening till March, there is no way that people in the world aren't going to pose a threat.
I know, but I had high hopes for 2021.
That's true.
I just had high hopes. This is so stupid and dangerous, but a pea plater has been busted driving with 10 bikes on top of his car. This happened in Eastern Creek in New South Wales. It was uploaded onto Dashcams Australia, which is like a Facebook page. There's been a bunch of comments and people are saying, credit where credit's due. It's an impressive level of stacking on such a small car. It's like a little Kia.
Yeah.
And you see the photograph of it and it's literally 10. It's like the height of a whole nother car.
It's like bike Jenga.
Bike Jenga. But the thing is, they're driving down the Western Motorway. It's 100 kilometres an hour down there with 10 bikes on top of the car.
It's a bit dumb.
There's no indication if the driver was pulled over or fined or even stopped by police, but people are saying they've got some pretty impressive bike stacking skills.
I do wonder what that conversation would be like. You're pulled over by the cops and how do you explain that? I needed to get there really fast. I couldn't take multiple trips. You idiot. I would like to bring you one of the most bizarre stories I've seen in a while. A man was caught on video rollerblading naked on a highway whilst wearing a panda head.
Wow.
naked. So he was on this video. His little...
Stools on the freeway naked.
This dude's on the freeway naked. That was a truck driver passing by who did a video of this man. So he was wearing a fluffy panda head and he was carrying what looked like a golf club and he was heading down an Ohio State highway and the Ohio... can't do that word.
Ohio.
Ohio Department of Transportation have tried to find the man, but they couldn't. He was unidentifiable because he had this big fluffy head on.
His panda head. Well, you told me to watch the video this morning, and the guy is flying. Like, he's keeping up with traffic.
He's got, you know, when you crouch over when you're rollerblading to get the slick stream?
Yeah.
He's got that going on, which means, you know, if you're a truck behind him, what are you going to see?
Oh, yeah, well, he is naked. Yeah. Now, I haven't seen anyone going to work naked yet, unfortunately. But I have seen the closest that I can think about is I saw someone going to work in the when I used to work in the city on a unicycle.
That's quite impressive, really, isn't it?
And they were real pompous about it, too, like they were showing off.
How do you know that?
Because I said, oi, unicycle. And he like looked over at me and he was like, he had like a look on his face like, don't bother me, son, I'm on my way to big important business.
What sort of look is that? How do you get all that from a look?
Well,
I'm on the road to important business.
All I know is he was very pompous and I didn't like him very much, okay?
At least he was wearing clothes. So I caught up with a mate of mine last night on the phone. She got engaged over the Christmas break.
Oh, congrats.
In front of all her family, which was really beautiful. But she went to, was in front of, like, with his family, and then she called her mum, like, FaceTimed her parents to tell them that she got engaged and tell them the really exciting news. And when she and her partner told their parents, her parents, her mum sort of didn't seem very happy for them. So she called back later on and was like, what's up there, mum? And her mum said, oh, I just thought that he hadn't asked your dad and I felt sorry for your dad because I thought he would have been nice that, you know, he asked permission and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, like old school.
Old school tradition kind of, that kind of thing. It turns out he did ask permission. The mum just didn't know about it, so he kept it a secret, which was very nice of him.
What he's supposed to do, I imagine, yeah.
But it got me thinking that this... It is a tradition, and I understand why people do it, but isn't it null and void now? Because why now, in today's day and age, are we asking the father-in-law's permission to marry their daughter?
I don't know historically where it came from, but I know that it's a tradition.
Well, it comes from the history of, like, oh, women used to have dowries and you used to trade. It suggests ownership, which isn't that a dated concept?
Look, that concept is antiquated, but I like the like. If I had a daughter, I would like to be asked. It's just a tradition thing. I think it's quite a nice tradition. Like you feel that you give away your daughter, and
yeah, you do like that old sort of.
Yeah, I'm a bit old school romantic like that. Because the father still walks the daughter down the aisle at the actual wedding as well, and gives. I'm pretty sure that's still the last wedding I went to. That's what happened, and the father gives them away and. So I like it. I think it's a nice tradition.
But don't you think that if you were to ask permission from your future girlfriend's dad, and what if he said no, would that mean you wouldn't get married?
No, if he said no, like it's not going to stop you from marrying the one that you love.
See, I think the point is null and void. Why do we do it anymore? Why?
So you don't want your future boyfriend asking your father for permission?
I'm sure my dad would love that.
Yeah.
But because I'm his only girl.
Mm.
But I don't think it's going to change my reaction to whether I'm going to get married or not.
No, I don't think if the father says no, you're going to be like, okay, cool, see you later. I'll just find another girl then.
Well, this has amped you up online, 98.1 Power FM. We put it up on our Facebook page and it's gone gangbusters. I'm going to read this one out because Michelle agrees with me.
Okay.
She said, why do parents feel like they have to own, you know, their daughter and say who their daughter can marry? No one needs permission from their parents after they turn 18. It doesn't show respect. It shows ownership. And I completely agree with that. Why are we still doing it these days? But let's throw it out there. 654-11-981. Do you still have to get permission from the in-laws to get married?
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Maybe you're engaged and this happened to you. 654-11-981. We'll take your calls next.
We're throwing it out there. Do you still have to get permission from the in-laws to get married? Because over last night I was chatting to a friend of mine who got engaged over the Christmas break, and when she went to tell her parents on FaceTime, her mum didn't seem very excited. Mm. And later on she found out that's because her mum didn't know that her fiancé didn't ask permission from the dad.
Mm.
But he actually did. The mum just didn't know about it.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
The dad did his job.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything.
Exactly. He kept it quiet. But it got me thinking, it's such an interesting topic. And we put it out there on 98.1 Power FM on Facebook. And it's just gone wild. There's so many opinions. And I find this so interesting because isn't it such a dated tradition now that why are we asking permission from the father-in-law that the woman's not there to be owned?
I know the angle that you're saying, and that part of it is quite antiquated. I agree with you, but I'm old school.
Mm.
I like traditions and that kind of thing. So I would, when it comes time for me to get engaged, I would definitely ask my girlfriend's dad.
Yeah,
I would definitely ask for permission,
which I completely understand that perspective as well. Mm. Jesse said that my husband asked my mum because he knows what's best for him. So
that's smart. Yes.
And Stacey said, "This is beautiful. My partner asked my kids before asking me."
That's cute.
That's really beautiful. But I think Tiffany has a point too. It's not their marriage, so why should they have a say on whether or not, you know, who can marry your child? We don't ask permission from them whether we can have a child or not, and that's just as big as a bigger commitment.
It's a strong point. 654-11-981 is our number. Andy from Maitland joins us. How are you doing this morning, Andy?
Yeah, good, guys. How you going? Yeah,
good. Really good. Do you think that you have to ask permission from the in-laws anymore?
Look, I reckon it's like a bit of a tradition thing, but just depends on how serious you take it. I asked my father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that my girlfriend, you know, fiance, now wife, would have wanted me to. But, I mean, I don't know how much it means. If he says no, we probably still would have got married.
See, then it makes it awkward if he does say no. So, like, wouldn't it be better just not to ask and go to town and just get married?
Oh, well, she kind of hinted that she wanted me to do it a couple of times. And I wanted to sort of start off and do the right thing. But honestly, if he had said no, I would have said, well, mate, we're getting married anyway. So if you can come, that'd be great.
So do you think your partner likes it because of the traditional element, or is it polite? Or because I don't like the whole concept of having to be given away. That to me is dated.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, my wife, she, you know, really loves her dad and is really close with her dad, so I think she wanted his approval of me and his blessing, I suppose.
And you got it in the end anyway, so it all ended up okay.
Yeah, that's it. He said yes, and it was all good. But in the back of my mind, I was saying, hey, can I marry your daughter? Even though I'm going to anyway.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.